Techeeta is in the spotlight this week because the U.S. Department of Justice is threatening to sue the state if it doesn't improve conditions there. The ACLU is already suing the state over health care problems at Techeeta and also has a suit pending demanding changes for mentally ill inmates at the former Supermax in Boscobel. Todd Winstrom handles prisoners' rights issues for the group Disability Rights Wisconsin.
If you walked into any Wisconsin prison, you would find the same problem, the same things occurring. This is system-wide. It's pervasive.
Winstrom says problems include guards dispensing medication they're not qualified to handle and placing mentally ill inmates in segregation where their illness only becomes worse. He says lack of trained psychiatric care to treat inmates and nurses to dispense psychotropic medications is the biggest problem. Winstrom says the only way the state can meet nationally accepted standards is by fixing that.
The DOC would need to add about 50 full-time psychologists, 17 full-time psychiatrists, about 100 full-time certified nursing assistants, or LPNs. It's not going to be inexpensive.
DOC officials say they're aware of the problem, citing a report submitted to the legislature in February that lays out a plan for solving it. They're working with the National Commission on Correctional Health on a survey of all the state prisons. DOC Health Director Dr. David Barnett says the commission's already made recommendations for changes at the Dodge Prison that include more frequent medical visits to inmates held in segregation.
The plan then is to, within a year, have these all corrected so that we can, you know, go for accreditation in approximately a year.
Reports on needed changes at seven other prisons, including Waupun, Columbia, Techeeta, and the former Supermax, will be finished later this summer. But DOC spokesperson John Dipko says finding the money to hire the staff needed to solve the problems will probably take place over several biennial budgets. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.